right, good brothers and sisters out there. It is almost the end of 2020. So we're going to be taking a look at Impact's final event for the year. It is Final Resolution 2020. Welcome to episode 44 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem, right here on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. Final Resolution 2020 was an Impact Plus special that aired on December 12th, 2020. I have to say, the beginning of this card was super hard to get through. I really struggled with some of these matches here. So let's get into it. We started off with Tommy Dreamer versus Larry D of Triple XL in an old school rules match, anything goes. The stipulation for this being if Tommy Dreamer wins, Larry D goes to jail. But if Larry D wins, he is free. Yeah, this was not a great match. Tommy Dreamer, of course, introduces the weapons at the start of the match. Larry D punches a garbage can lid. That hurts his fist quite a bit, and we all know that he relies on his right hand. Larry D is in control using various weapons, a chain, a chair, his weight belt. Tommy Dreamer then uses the weight belt on Larry D. You see at this point that Tommy Dreamer should have gone for the pin probably a few times. At one point, he just goes for a table. AC Romero interferes. He starts attacking Tommy Dreamer. Johnny Bravo comes down to stop Triple XL. He gives them a double clothesline, but it literally does nothing. These big boys were unfazed. Larry D then takes out Johnny Bravo. Tommy Dreamer hits Larry D with the kendo, low blow, and he is able to pick up the win. Johnny Bravo gives Tommy Dreamer some handcuffs. Tommy Dreamer, of course, cuffs Larry D. AC is right upset, and off Larry D goes to jail. Like I said, this was not a great match. I felt it was a really weak opener. It's been pretty silly what has happened to Larry D since the conclusion of the trial, and this just added another element of silliness. I found I wanted something more action-packed to start off the show, and this definitely did not do it for me. Then we go to footage of Kenny Omega's bus. It is sitting outside. We are told that no one knows why he is here again, so we're gonna have to wait and find out. Next up is a Knockouts tag team match. It is the Sea Stars, Ashley Box and Delmi versus Havoc and Nevaeh. Delmi and Nevaeh start off. There's lots of back and forth. Ashley Box then spends some time fighting off Havoc. Havoc then is in control of Delmi. Havoc and Nevaeh working really well together. Ashley Box with a fish hook to Havoc. Really, it just really pisses Havoc off. Havoc and Nevaeh double team Delmi. Nevaeh with a sliding cutter for the win. Nothing really stands out about this match, I have to say. I'm really not sure about this match and its purpose other than exposure. It wasn't the greatest match. It was really meh. So, I mean, not a great follow-up to the opener, I have to say, because now we're looking at two matches that are just kind of like, eh. So, like I said, really hard to get through. Next up, we go to Tasha Steelz and Kiera Hogan discussing what to do with the money. This fucking money, man. Like, fuck, I hate this angle. Tasha Steelz suggests giving it back. Kiera Hogan can't believe her ears. And then they end up deciding on another plan and they leave. Okay, here we go with the money again. Fucking lame. Next up was Tennille Dashwood and Caleb with a K versus Eddie Edwards and Alicia Edwards. So Tennille and Caleb with a K are stalling at the start of this match. Caleb can't get his shirt off. Tennille tries to help him and can't. And the ref ends up helping him out. Like, that shirt was pretty fucking tight, I have to say. Tennille Dashwood with leg scissors to Eddie Edwards while the ref is distracted. Alicia starts taking it to Tennille. Caleb breaks up the pin. Alicia with a forearm to Caleb. Caleb grabs Alicia's leg to trip her. Tennille is able to get control. She delivers a shot to Eddie while he's sitting in his corner. Caleb trips up Alicia in the corner. Tennille Dashwood regains control yet again. Eddie Edwards tells Tennille to get out of the way. Caleb jumps in between and he just kind of lands, like he just threw himself on the mat. Like it was supposed to be funny. It just was a bit ridiculous, I think. Right here, the ICU scan code hits. And of course, this distracts Eddie. Tennille Dashwood with a spotlight kick to Alicia for the win. While Alicia is getting pinned, Caleb stops Eddie from getting in the ring. All of a sudden, Sami Callihan comes out from under the ring. He hits Eddie in the face again with the bat, which was fucking hilarious, I have to say. And then hits a package pile driver. Sami Callihan goes to leave, but then he decides to take out Alicia Edwards. The refs and security are down. Sami Callihan leaves with the bat. Again, this was another match I could care two shits about. I think the saving grace in here was Sami Callihan interfering. Not because I'm a huge mark for Sami Callihan, but simply because it saved what was pretty boring match. I have to say that. Next, we go to Gia Miller. She knocks on Kenny Omega's bus door. Don Callis answers, and he says, "This isn't Teen Beat report. This is intrusive." Gia then asks if Kenny is getting involved tonight, and Don says that he's here, but I won't let him get involved. He's visiting family, and you're interrupting family time. Interesting. So, oh man, here's another great fucking match. It is the match between Fala Ba and Hernandez. The winner of this match gets the money. The guest ring announcer for this match is Tasha Steelz. She introduces herself and then introduces Kira Hogan next as the referee. I literally wrote down here, I can't believe they're fighting over this fucking money. Like, this is like the dumbest storyline, I have to say. Hernandez and Fala Ba both bringing the fight at the start. Kira Hogan is pulled by Hernandez in front of him. Fala Ba picks her up and moves her. Hernandez rakes Fala Ba's eyes. He is in control. Fala Ba then squishes Hernandez in the corner, and then he drops on his chest as well. Kira Hogan then stops the pin attempt to twerk. Fala Ba tells Kira Hogan to stop being ratchet and to count the pin. Hernandez hits a splash from the corner for the win. Tasha Steelz enters the ring, but she apparently can't find the money in her fanny pack. Hernandez then pulls something out. No one was really quite sure what it was. Tasha Steelz and Kira Hogan retreat. Okay, it's fucking dumb. Like, it was just dumb. I don't even know what to say. Like, I've said for weeks, months that I'm so over this. And the fact that they keep going with it is just, oh my God. Oh my God. Next, we're backstage with Gia Miller. She is with Chris Bay. Chris Bay says, "You didn't wish me a happy Saturday." He says, "I'm in the main event where I should be and I should have been all along. Rich Swann, you've blown me off. They call me First Take Bay because that's all I need. One shot." So he's just talking some trash before our main event this evening. Now we go to our match between Eric Young with Joe Doering versus Rhino. Rhino in control at the start, but Rhino is distracted by Joe Doering on the outside. And of course, this leads Eric Young to take advantage. Joe Doering hits Rhino from outside the ring. Eric Young proceeds to dissect Rhino. Rhino, though, continuing to kick out a pin attempt. Eric Young misses a moonsault off the corner. Rhino fighting back. The ref gets knocked down. Joe Doering comes up on the apron. Rhino punches him. Eric Young with a super kick to Rhino. And then he goes to grab his mat. The Deaners come down. And Cody Deaner then tells, it looks like Eric Young, but I think he's saying this to everybody, "I am not a nobody." He then takes the mask from Eric Young and he hits Cousin Jake. Cody Deaner leaves. Eric Young hits Rhino with the mask. Joe Doering gets the ref moving and Eric Young picks up the win. Oh, wow. I think we all knew that Eric Young was going to win here. I think that was pretty much a given. I am excited, though, for Cousin Jake to kind of stand on his own. Like I said, I think he's got some real talent with him, and I think this is a good opportunity for him to showcase what he really has. I'm a fan of Cousin Jake, so I'm excited to see where this goes. Next, we are with Scott D'Amore. He is telling security that people must be on the list, and he's kind of upset that Gia Miller got through to Kenny Omega's bus. Carl Anderson approaches, and Scott D'Amore says he's on the list. Carl Anderson says it's a family reunion, and he passes through the checkpoint. So he's going to go visit his old buddy, Kenny Omega. Next up is our Defeat Rohit X Division Championship Challenge. He says, has the reality set in yet? I'm the most successful story of 2020. I've been proving everyone wrong. So who answers the challenge? It is Manic. And Manic is quite clearly TJP. There's no doubt about it. From his tattoos to his work in the ring, they are not even trying to hide this. So it is Rohit Raju versus Manic. And when Manic comes out, he surprises Rohit from the corner. He is all over Rohit. He's applying submissions left and right. Manic to the outside. Rohit doesn't know where he goes, and Manic is able to surprise him again from behind. Mid-match, Rohit gains control. And for whatever reason, Rohit keeps going for the mask, which is stupid because you quite clearly know, everyone knows. Rohit with a stomp on Manic's back for a near fall. Manic then kicks out after a flatliner. Rohit applies a crossface and Manic fights out. Manic with a submission of his own. Rohit makes it to the ropes. He then stops to avoid hitting the ref. He stops quite short and Manic rolls Rohit up in a schoolboy for the win. Manic, or TJP, is the new X Division champ. I like this match. I kind of think TJP should have been X Division champion quite some time ago. Rohit has done an amazing job, and that's not taking anything away from him. So I want to see these guys feud a little bit, but it was nice to see, well, a little bit more, because they have been, but it was nice to see TJP pick up the win here. Next, we see Gia Miller backstage with Moose. She wants to know what his purpose is, as Willie Mack is not cleared to compete tonight. Moose says he took out Willie Mack. I wasn't angry. What makes me angry is everyone just talks about Rich Swann. I've got the most important title in this company, and I'm going to watch to see who I'm coming after next. Okay. Next up is our Knockouts title match. It is our champion, Deonna Purrazzo, Kimberly versus Rosemary with Taya Valkyrie. Deonna is hesitant to start. She leaves the ring to talk to Kimberly. Kimberly grabs Rosemary's leg from the outside. Rosemary with a spear right at the start when Deonna gets back in. Rosemary tossing Deonna around the ring. Kimberly is on the outside. She's got a really big bruise on her arm, and it's somewhat distracting because I'm sitting there. I'm like, how did she get that? Like, that's really nasty. Taya Valkyrie stops Kimberly from attacking Rosemary when she's tossed out of the ring. Deonna starts focusing on Rosemary's arm, and I even wrote here, like, isn't it obvious what her strategy is by now? Every competitor, she goes after their arm. Everyone. So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. And I think other competitors would be kind of wise to this at this point. Kimberly stops Taya Valkyrie from attacking Deonna when she's tossed out. Rosemary hits the upside down to Deonna. Deonna elbows Rosemary out of the ring. Rosemary comes back with the sling blade. Deonna Purrazzo with the arm bar. Rosemary overpowers and hits the red wedding. Kimberly breaks up the count. Deonna Purrazzo with a pump kick and the Costa Nostra for the win. Kimberly then starts taunting Taya Valkyrie after the match. Taya takes her out and sends Deonna Purrazzo out of the ring. Oh, they're developing some bad blood here. So let's see where this goes. This was a good match. I'm always a fan of Rosemary's work. She makes everything really interesting. Deonna Purrazzo, I mean, like I said, her strategy is pretty clear. She hasn't been showing me too much surprising things lately. It's just, it is what it is. Next up, we are on Kenny Omega's bus. Kenny Omega, Don Callis, and Carl Anderson are reminiscing about their past together, their friendship. They're showing off their titles to one another. Carl Anderson has a match coming up and he has to leave. Kenny Omega and Don Callis pump him right up and they say they want the old machine gun back. Carl Anderson leaves and he is ready for a fight. Oh, it was kind of nice to see these guys back together, I have to say. Next up, though, is the match between Ethan Page with Josh Alexander versus Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson is in control at the start. Josh Alexander tries grabbing Carl Anderson's foot. Carl just kicks him right off, but Ethan Page is able to get control. Ethan Page not taking advantage of any of the pinning opportunities. And this allows Carl Anderson to rally. He hits a spine buster for a near fall. Josh Alexander comes up on the apron. Carl Anderson knocks him down, hits the stun gun to Ethan Page for the win. This, you guys, means that the North cannot challenge for the tag titles. Josh Alexander tells Ethan Page that Carl Anderson won, as it looks like Ethan Page just didn't even realize what was going on. Ethan Page says everything will be fine. He has a plan. Josh Alexander takes off his North jacket and leaves. Ethan Page keeps saying everything will be fine in the ring. It's hard to watch the North crumble. I mean, it's being reported by multiple sites that Ethan Page will not be re-signing with Impact. Not necessarily surprised by that, but we do know that Josh Alexander has about 8 more months left on his contract. Fuck, man, I like the North. I think that's where the money is. I don't know if this would be the time to break up when everything is changing. And when you have a great thing that works, I don't know if this is the time. Fuck, it just sucks watching that. Next up is our main event of the evening. It is our Impact World title match. It is the champion, Rich Swann, versus Chris Bay. Lots of back and forth to start. Rich Swann trying to slow things down. Chris Bay wants to speed everything up. Rich Swann with a swinging leg drop for a near fall. Chris Bay with a neck breaker for a near fall as well. Chris Bay sends Rich into the guardrail on the outside. Chris Bay with a torture rack into a neck breaker for another near fall. Rich Swann with a cartwheel rolling moonsault for another near fall. Chris Bay with a Canadian Destroyer for a near fall. And I'll say this every time: the Canadian Destroyer does not get a near fall, or does not get the win. Sorry, it definitely should. It should end everything. It pisses me off when it doesn't. They start trading kicks. The refs start a 10 count as they're both up at 7. Chris Bay with a rockabye Bay for another near fall. He is clearly getting frustrated at this point. Rich Swann avoids the Art of Finesse. He then hits the Phoenix Splash for the win. Moose then comes out, comes down to the ring, takes the Impact title, then hands it back to Rich Swann, and we end. I really thought Omega was going to come out and say something, not necessarily interfere or anything, but as multiple sites are reporting, it is looking like it's going to be champion versus champion that All Elite and Impact are going to be doing. So it would be Kenny Omega versus Rich Swann. I am all for that because I think Kenny Omega will fucking destroy Rich Swann, and I am all for that. I don't buy Rich Swann as a fucking champ. I just don't. You guys know I'm not a fan of his, and I think who better to take a title off of him than Kenny Omega? Oh man, I wanted to see that. There is nothing. Obviously, we're going to be playing the long game here with the storytelling. They're going to be spoon feeding us little bits here or there. So yeah, this event, like I said, I'm really torn about because a lot of it was really dumb to me, or I just didn't see the purpose. Whereas there's some things on here that I loved. So, but the beginning was so hard to get through and power through. And I want to caution them on that because I'm a diehard and I will sit through anything. But a lot of people are not like me and probably would have turned it off. So I caution Impact on that. That is all I've got for today. I will be back with my Being the Elite review as well as my weekly Impact review. Check out all of our stuff on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. We appreciate all your support more than you guys will ever know. And yeah, I'll be back soon. You guys know where to find me. I'm on Facebook. I am Sunny Salem. My depression and anxiety page, Life in a Sun Shower, is also on there. Check it out. Again, thank you for all your support. I wish you guys a good day. Remember, take care of one another, and it's all one love.